This call is now being recorded.
Okay. So we're building an app, is that plant tracker. And since you have a little experience with some of those apps and lots of plants, and you actually know what all those plant names are, you're like the perfect person to ask the questions and get some use cases. So my first question is, can you just kind of really describe like your setup and your background, just like a broad term,
Like my setup,
like your scenario, like, you know, what you're,
what do
like,
I have?
Yeah, as far as relevant to the app, or like how your situation in particular versus someone else who might be using the app.
All right. Well, my situation is that I have approximately 60 plants in my house, so I have varying water and light requirements on these plants, and because they're mixed in an area, not all of the plants require the same thing at the same time. And so ideally an app would help me by having a schedule that could be programmed in that when it gave me a notification, it would also give me a picture of which plant it's telling me to take care of.
Okay.
So that I know, because, I mean, it could give me the scientific name and say, you need to water this plant. But then I'm like, okay, well, crap, which plant is that? Because I may not know I may not know the name. Like, say if I'm getting new plants that I've never had before, I don't inherently know the name. So that's been the shortfall that I've had in this one app, is that it'll tell me, water this plant, but until I go into the app and look up which one that is, I don't know which one it is.
Right. Plus, you may have it the same one in different areas.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the second question: what's your favorite app that you've used, and that's under this kind of category or for this use?
Hang on, because I forgot the name, but let me look real quick.
Okay.
Okay. You there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's called Picture This.
Picture This?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so when you snap the picture of it, it'll identify it.
Okay.
And then when it identifies it, it'll actually take it to a page that gives you the details of the plant. And it actually will also tell you if there's anything wrong with your plant that it can see from the picture and tell you what to do for it.
Right.
But you can set up a calendar for a watering and a fertilizing schedule, but you have to enter it manually.
Right. Manual scheduling. All right. So our third question is, are there any other memorable apps that you've used that may provide different features, or you didn't necessarily hate them, but they weren't like quite what you're looking for, or they provided something you did like, but not that this app doesn't have?
Yeah, I downloaded several of them, honestly. I can't remember the names of them, though. I think one of them was like Plant Snap or something. I probably downloaded three or four of them. And their biggest downfall of all of them, and the reason I deleted them, was that they could not identify the plant very well.
Okay.
So the picture of this app was, it's probably 95% spot on every single time compared to all the rest. All the others were giving me all kinds of, like, wasn't anything like what the plant actually was. This one actually really does have the corner on the market for this and the identification piece of it, to the point that I actually did the annual subscription to it. Because I can go somewhere, and if they don't have the plant labeled in a nursery, I can take a picture of it, and it'll tell me what is it. And then I can decide, you know, is this beyond what I'm able to do, or is this plant going to be okay at my house, or is it something that I probably should get?
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because it pulls up the requirements. So, I mean, that's, you know, a huge feature for me is being able to identify the plant. That's probably one of the biggest features is identifying correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for our fourth question, so what other particular features do you really use or enjoy in the apps or in your favorite app? Drives it past once you've identified it, what are the other features that are like super useful to you? I know you've identified the scheduling, so I've got that one, but what else, if any?
Well, let's see. So, the identification is definitely the top. And then, so, secondly, I think, so it stores them all in a folder and I can organize them according to the date that I took the picture or the date, or alphabetically, I mean. So it helps me sort them. I like that. I do wish it had more options in how to sort them, like maybe by type, like these are tropicals and these are minimal light, these are bright light. I mean, I think that it would be easier mentally to care for them if I had them in a grouping according to care guidelines.
Right.
And it doesn't offer that.
So it'd be useful if you're able to like group plants by type or location, or even if they're different plants, they still come into, I guess, a certain group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think different people have different ways that they mentally keep up with caring for their plants.
Right.
And so, what may work for one person, maybe somebody just likes them alphabetized because they know what they all are. Mm-hmm. But that's not my case because I don't know what they are. So for me, it would be better to have them grouped and say, you know, all these are plants that need indirect light. And this is the grouping that needs to be watered every week. And this is, you know, so that if I could have them sorted in a care type format, if I had that option, that would probably be more helpful to me.
Okay.
The other thing this app has is that you actually have access to consult an expert, and that's nice. So if you have something weird going on that you just can't figure out, you can actually consult. They give you, like, 2 free consults a month or something like that.
Oh, cool.
And I'm trying to think of what else it has that was – I haven't used all the features of it yet, but
Are the experts, they, like, employed by that app company, or are they from a certain area, or totally,
I'm not sure. They just call them experts. I'm not sure who plant experts are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
I've got a picture on here that says, can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, okay. So it says with the premium program, you can ask top botanists for free twice a month. There's ultra speed identification, weed ID and weeding tips, and detailed plant care guides. And then it has the section, it says smart gardening reminders, and that's where it tells you, you can plug in when you need to water and when you need to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all of the premium features that it has. Uh-oh, did I hang up?
No, I'm still here.
You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. My phone, like, vibrated, so I thought I hung up on you. The thing I don't like about the way this app functions is that if you want to set up the smart gardening reminders, you manually have to enter into the menu when you want to do it.
So you have to literally open the guide to the plant, go all the way down on the card, find out how often it has to be watered and fed, and then you have to go back into the calendar and set the reminder.
Right.
So I that's something I would like to have integrated into, like, if you save a plant, I would like to have that piece integrated into the profile to where it automatically, you can just do it when you save that plant to your file. And then
so as soon as you save it, it automatically makes the schedule or like gives you the option to set the schedule?
Yeah.
Right.
It would be nice to be able to set the schedule and add it when you take a picture. If you choose to add it to your file, then it would be nice to if it would just say, this plant needs to be watered once a week. Would you like to add that to your calendar? Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay,
it
okay.
Just, you see what I'm saying? Where now,
yeah, yeah.
Right now, I have to do it manually. I have to go back and I have to go from one place to find the information, and then I have to go back into the schedule and I have to manually set it to remind me.
Right.
So it's very time consuming to the point that I kind of stopped doing it because I'm just like, oh, this is just too much work.
Right. I mean, so there might be not, maybe you make a new group or like you said, people may do it differently and they may want to make a schedule after
right.
they've identified, like plans they've already had for a while or a group. What would be the ideal way for you that you would want that to work to where it's not so tedious?
It would be nice. I think if it has a reminder, if it has the optional piece included in the actual file that was created on the plant. So say if you already have a picture in there, I would like the option to be part of that. Like if you open up the picture that I took of Pothos, I would like it to pop up and say, this plant requires water once a week. Would you like to add that to your calendar? Or, like, just have it at the top of the card or something and say plant reminder on or off. It could be, like, a toggle button, maybe?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So something to that effect that it was integrated into the actual card, you know, that it creates on the plant itself.
Right.
And then, you know, have separate tab that you could go to and the calendar pops up and it's just got it listed, you know, on March 30th, these six plants need water or whatever, you know, and then you can so you can look at it and say, oh, Saturday I have to water these guys, but then actually have a picture of it with it or something to where I could, you know, exactly what you need to attend to.
Yeah.
So instead of just having the name, have the actual photo of the plant still attached to the name when you flipped over to the calendar side.
Yeah.
Or a list or, you know.
No, yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying there. Okay, let's see. So are there any features that you have said you kind of mentioned you hate the way the scheduling. Is there any other features that you, like, really hate about this app or any of the other apps that you use?
Well, so the other apps really was the poor identification. That was one.
Let's say features that you, not like, I'm going to ask features that you, like, they have that you didn't use or thought were unnecessary as a separate question, but for this one, ones that you didn't use but actually, like, really hated, like, they were actually making the app worse. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to think, because I didn't use, once I couldn't identify, I just deleted them because they made me mad.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of patience. Because that was the biggest piece of it, was to identify it first. But so, I mean, the biggest reference that I have really is the app I'm using now. And that is one piece that I hate, is having to set the schedule separately.
Right.
Trying to think if there's anything else, because it's a really functional app. I mean, it's a really good one.
Right.
Some other things that it has on the opening page that I really like are it posts information on that's local to your area. So it must have some type of GPS base in it. But it tells you, like, you know, which plants attract birds and which plants are good pests. And, you know, it has, like, three or four boxes, or maybe even more than that, separate
tiles that have that kind of type of information on it.
Would you, is it like a pop-up on there, or is it just like a section within the app?
There's, no, it's a section. It's like basically what I guess you would call the homepage when it opens.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, like tiles.
Yeah.
That you can choose, and like they have different types of possibly interesting information. Like if you click on one, it's like, you know, plants to plant to attract birds. And then another mm-hmm. one is, you know, maybe a seasonal planting guide. What do you plant when? Or, you know, so I think there's like six, and you can scroll like and click which one you want. So that homepage has a lot of information on stuff that you potentially would be interested in.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So I do like that. I haven't explored it a lot, but I like it. It's been a couple of times that I've done anything with it. It's been interesting stuff. So that's more like information you wouldn't know or that you potentially could be interested in. It's real
right.
similar to like when you go to the homepage on like MSN or something like that, and they have different slide, like a slide deck. And
yeah.
You could pick like random weird news stories that you probably wouldn't have looked up on your own.
Right.
So it's real similar to that, but kind of like in the plant world.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Next question is, as I mentioned before, are there any features on the app that you really don't use?
Well, I haven't used the expert thing yet. So I don't use that. Oh, it's a big user. I'm trying to think of what else I don't use.
Maybe because they're just, it's more work to use it than it will be to just do it without using the app, or maybe they're just not really that necessary.
Right. I mean, the scheduler I quit using simply because it was tedious for me, just because I was having to look up the information to add it to the schedule. So I stopped using that because it didn't flow very well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably the biggest thing that I stopped using because it was tedious. I'm trying to think if there was anything else on there that, you know, another good thing that would actually be, that I would like to have, that it's a little more obscure. It's in there, but it's kind of obscure, is which plants are toxic to animals and which ones aren't.
Of the what?
Which animals are toxic to animals.
Oh, okay. Okay. So like toxicity reports. Okay.
Yeah. If it had that a little more readily, visible. Because right now it's just randomly included on the information card that pops up when you take the picture. So
yeah.
I almost wish that it would be a little more at the forefront, because I feel like it can be missed.
Yes, maybe like next to like its nutritional needs, lighting, all that stuff.
Yeah,
all
and even maybe
that you need.
Yeah, I mean it could be even that, like, say if it's a toxic plant or potentially a toxic or an irritating plant, that maybe it could be like flagged, like maybe like it could have like green, yellow, and red or something like that, to where it's really readily, you know, visible that, hey, this one needs to be put up high, or this one needs to be
like, before you even look into it, you can just skim like,
because when it pops up and you can be like, ooh, wait a minute, why is this red? Oh, crap. Cats can't eat this. Yeah, so, I mean, I wish it had, like, more of an alert system on plants that are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, to, whether it be animals or kids or, you know, even you, because there are some, I mean, that you touch and you bring out a rash or anything like that.
Right. Okay, so my last question is, if you want to take a second to think about it, you can. Just, like, a thesis statement, you know, one or two sentences max of, like, the ideal plant tracking app. It's helpful for us to have, like, that kind of thesis statement as an overall, just, like, what is this app? And, like, you have a straight thesis statement to go off of.
Golly.
You need to take a second to think about it, but just, like, you know, I wish I had an app that did this. And it's still, it's in broad terms, just in really broad, top-level terms.
Probably, okay, let me think. Because I'm thinking that it would probably be something along the lines of,
I mean, here, I'll
this
stop
so
in,
much more
in,
your, okay, well, here, let me just give you bullet points and see if you can put it together, because I'm bad.
Okay.
I'm left brain, so this is absolutely, like, not my forte. There's a reason why. Yeah, but...
I'm just thinking from your perspective as someone with a large number of plants, with some land, and farm animals. You know, this app is useful to you because... is useful, would be useful to you because it can do this.
Yeah. Well, okay, so please, so I want precise identification.
Okay.
And then, a way, an easy way to classify,
mm-hmm.
and then to, and to organize care.
Sorry. Yeah, okay.
In the least time-consuming way possible.
Yeah.
to maximize efficiency, because I'm obviously busy.
Right.
So however to make that eloquent, but that would be kind of...
that's perfect, yeah.
The long and short of it is really those three things.
Okay. That's perfect. That's all the questions I have for this.
Great.
So I'll
I hope
let you know on updates. And no, that was very helpful. It's just going to help everybody. As we get things progressing, I'll see some updates, and you can kind of see if it's kind of going in the right direction for something that you would be interested in.
Well, and next time I see you, I can show you the one that I have, and you can look and see what I've got in it to where you can kind of have a reference point.
Right, yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah, I'll get some screenshots of that and stuff, too.
Okay, because I've got a few screenshots I can send you, but, I mean, unless I can kind of show you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the interview, and everyone in our group thanks you for the interview.
All right. It was my pleasure.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Bye.